If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We have the legal tampering window underway since noon Eastern time when we got some big names reportedly off the board. We know late last night that Russell Wilson did sign a veteran minimum deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now today, Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons. You also had Saquon Barkley going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Packers, they do release Aaron Jones, but they did sign Josh Jacobs and so much more. We go out to the guest line right now and welcome in NFL on CBS reporter, and that, of course, is Evan Washburn, kind enough to once again join us on CBS Sports Radio. Evan, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you, Zach. You're catching me amidst trying to follow along with all the football news and also getting ready for some college hoops. So it's a good time, but it's a tough time on a brain that can only handle a few things at once.
Well, you did a nice job yesterday. I was watching you as Drake punched another ticket to the NCAA tournament game, And that game, looking back at the MVC championship game, it was looking like Drake was going to run away with it, and then at the end, that ended up being a pretty damn good game and a pretty good finish.
It did. That tournament delivers. Arch Madness is always a great time, and Drake's kind of been the standard here in recent years. And it was nice to see Indiana State make that run, because that would have been a tough way to close out what's been a special season in Terre Haute. Now, whether or not they did enough to get in, I think they deserve an at-large. It feels like bracketologists come down on the other side of it with the Sycamores, but they are a tournament team that would be a great story with Josh Schertz and Robbie Avila and really a quality team. But it was the father-son duo that did it again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Evan Washburn here with us. So let's start with the Steelers. They inked Russell Wilson to a veteran minimum deal last night. Were you surprised by this? Because I always knew Russ wanted to go there, but what I wasn't sure was would the Pittsburgh Steelers reciprocate and would they actually bring him in, basically saying that this is the end for Kenny Pickett, in my opinion, as a starting quarterback.
I was surprised until I was reminded, either when I saw the official info or to myself, that he's playing on the vet minimum. I mean, they basically get to take a flyer on Russell Wilson, who still has some game left, and he's just suffering from his high is the ultimate high. I mean, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback that has potential Hall of Fame numbers. He hasn't been that in a number of years, but for what ends up being a little over $1 million in your Pittsburgh, why not do that? I'm not with you that this means he's the day one starter. I don't believe that that's locked in. I think that based off the way that Pittsburgh handles things, and obviously Mike Tomlin running that operation, it's all about competition. And I think the idea is to bring in a guy like Russell Wilson who feels like he still has some game left and see what's there, and then also make it clear to Kenny Pickett that he's going to have to compete to win his job again.
Talking to Evan Washburn, getting to Kirk Cousins, it's a four-year, $180 million deal. $100 million is guaranteed. You know, people could say what they want about Kirk Cousins. I think he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. But my, oh my, I don't think anyone's been a better businessman, maybe outside of Darrelle Revis, than Kirk Cousins with the way that he's been able to keep on getting these deals done.
Yeah, he's timed it out well. And it all really goes back to what he did in Washington. And look, outside of the quarterback position, I understand why the franchise tag is something the players really don't like, because it puts you in a situation of vulnerability when it comes to injury and it being a one-year deal. But even thinking back to Lamar Jackson last year and Dak dealing with it, it always pays off to just ride it out and live on that tag, because now Cousins is going back to the bank for another $100 million deal. I love it for Atlanta. I'm a little surprised that Minnesota – that they couldn't work something out. It seemed like there was still unfinished business there, and having Justin Jefferson and making sure that he had somebody that at least he was comfortable with throwing him the ball. So that becomes a bit of a mystery at this point. But this is huge for Atlanta that, as we know, has all the pieces, especially offensively, would think to put together a much better product than they did a year ago if they can have some stability at the quarterback position.
And I can't wait to see what now the Vikings do in response, because, you know, I felt like Kirk played his last game in Minnesota, but now it's where do you go from here? I think a trade for Justin Fields in division would be unlikely, and I think that a lot of other dominoes would need to fall before Chicago would even consider that. But once after that, you probably feel right with the Vikings that they're sitting there at 11, they're going to be moving up in the draft, or they're going to take whatever quarterback's available at 11.
Agreed. I would probably lean more towards the draft, but I keep going back to the situation. They have a generational talent at wide receiver, and they need to make sure that he's happy and he feels somewhat satisfied with who they're deciding to put under center, whether that is Justin Fields. And to your point, I think that's going to be a tall order based off of the division. And maybe that's not the type of quarterback that Justin Jefferson wants to play with. But I think throwing in a young quarterback, a rookie, into that situation could also be challenging. So this puts Kevin O'Connell in a tough spot there as he tries to keep what felt like a kind of a special thing building when they won a bunch of games last year, tight games, and then got off to a slower start this year, but still seemed. And then obviously the Cousins injury put sort of a damper on the tail end of the season. But that's one of those reminders in the NFL how quickly things can change from where they were a few years, you know, as recent as 2 years ago in the postseason to now without Kirk Cousins and no real answer at quarterback.
The running back market, I'm surprised how quickly this has moved, right? Tony Pollard lands in Tennessee. Saquon goes down the turnpike from New York, winding up in Philadelphia. Josh Jacobs is no longer going to be a Raider. Now he's going to be a Green Bay Packer. I'm surprised by how many running backs have been off the board, you know, a few hours into this legal tampering window.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think it's probably their fight to increase their value by withholding their services is realized that it's not going to work. So accepting deals, creating comps and sort of making it a competitive market, knowing that there was a lot of really talented backs available. So, hey, grab a spot while there's spots available, probably made the negotiations and the conversations quicker, more efficient between representation and organization. And I think that each landing spot makes a lot of sense. And they're teams that want to run the ball, and there's some really talented backs. I mean, the last one hanging out there, as we sit here, unless something's changed, Derrick Henry, how that plays out, it'll be interesting. I know he's been attached, at least through speculation, to Baltimore. So obviously that being in my backyard here, I'd be curious how that would play out.
Talking to Evan Washburn right now, NFL on CBS. Your outlook of the Packers, right? Year one without Aaron Rodgers, they make the playoffs. They win a playoff game, taking it to the Dallas Cowboys. Now they get Josh Jacobs, but they say goodbye to Aaron Jones. What do you think they're building in Green Bay as we currently sit here?
Well, they're building it around Jordan Love and hoping that what we saw and what they saw in the back half of the season, but really a large portion of the season from him, just takes another step, because he proved to a lot of people and that building, most importantly, that he's capable of being the franchise quarterback. Whether he's the next Aaron Rodgers, still got a long way to go there. The Aaron Jones sort of, I to me, it's exchanging similar parts. When you look at Jacobs and Jones, I really like Aaron Jones. I think he's so dynamic out of the backfield as a pass catcher. Jacobs can do that as well. And that's something that's clearly been valued here in the running back market. I think what Christian McCaffrey's done and the way the game's played right now, you really need to be able to be effective in that area. So they get that in Jacobs, and now Aaron Jones moves on. But look, I think Green Bay's in a great position. And we just finished talking about Minnesota. They don't have a quarterback right now. They seem to be in bit transition. Chicago's going to have a rookie quarterback most likely. So this is a good time for Detroit and Green Bay to keep that rivalry rolling for top spot in the North.
You heard some whispers last week about Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles. Everyone knew he was done with the Giants, but when it got announced today that they've agreed to terms in the framework of this deal, Saquon going to Philadelphia, this is just like the Howie Roseman kind of move to a T, right?
It is. It kind of feels like it's out of a sports movie too, or the sequel to a sports movie, where he goes down 95 to their bitter rival and he's going to punish them for all the things he felt like he didn't get out of the Giants. And I think it's great. And I think it helps Jalen Hurts. It's a new look offense there in Philly. Last year, obviously the way it ended was a disaster. And I think Saquon still has plenty of game left in those big quads, man. He can still bring it. And I think that he's going to be motivated to prove that, because there's been so much discussion, really. I mean, as successful as he's been, there's been so much doubt for a guy who all he's done when healthy is produce and really lead in a lot of ways, both on and off the field there in New York. So I love the move, and I'm with you. I mean, it screams Howie Roseman finding good players at good value.
So we have Baker Mayfield back in Tampa Bay. You have Russell Wilson landing with the Steelers, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Now the most fascinating, intriguing question to me is, where is Justin Fields going to get traded to? Do you have like a name or two for a landing spot that you say, okay, that should be a team that should go try to get a deal done with Justin Fields via trade?
I thought you were going to say, where's Joe Flacco going to sign? that's the one quarterback.
Well, you know what, Evan? If anyone knows the answer to that, outside of Joe, it would be you, because of your guys' relationship.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't checked in with him in a little while. I'm sure he's enjoying himself and hanging out with the kiddos. That one will be a fun one to see what happens. I would say you laid out the challenges with Minnesota in division. That would seem to make sense. I think Washington, another team to keep your eye on there, depending on how they want to play this thing out. That the market is it's shrinking, though. Each day that passes makes it more challenging for Ryan Pace and that group to figure out what it is they want to do in terms of what is acceptable value for Justin Fields, because there's clearly still plenty of game there, and there's decisions, I guess, contractually that factor into this as well. But sitting here right now, I mean, I would say Washington's a team to keep your eye on that may make some sense. But again, it's like one of those musical chairs deals where a lot of these spots seem to have at least what they think right now is the answer at quarterback.
So if it is Washington, does that mean Adam Peters passes on a quarterback at two and maybe trades that pick with the new regime coming in and get a bunch of future first-round picks? Is that what you're kind of thinking? And then you call up the Bears and see if you get a Fields deal done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's been discussed with New England and Washington to some degree. I mean, like, I would say if I were in that position, I'd lean more towards you've got a new head coach, new GM, as you laid out, Peters, new ownership. This is probably a good time to bring in a Drake May or a Daniels and kind of start fresh in that way. But if there's a desire to come up from a team like Minnesota, as you mentioned, 11, or somebody even closer, that can really set up your organization too right out of the gate. So, look, this is what this season is all about, the season before the season, and it's going to be interesting because of how talented, at least on paper, this draft class appears to be.
And the other team I'll throw out there, and everyone tells me it can't happen because Luke Getsy and Fields, I guess, didn't get along last season in Chicago. But if this price gets so cheap for Justin Fields, I think the Raiders should maybe take a flyer on him.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't. And I can't think of, as we sit here and talk right now, of anything being contentious in terms of that relationship or any reporting in that regard. So, look, it's different. And this is what you saw with the Mac Jones deal too. It's these guys where it's, you're picking up the fifth year option. You have to extend them right away. It's hard to take a flyer on him, especially if Chicago's still asking for a pretty high price. But it is interesting how these draft picks, the value of them right now changes dramatically once there's a player actually attached to it, i.e. they were drafted by that guy, and then all of a sudden they become much more expendable.
He is Evan Washburn, NFL on CBS. You could also catch him throughout March Madness on the sideline, and he'll keep on giving you great reports throughout all the chaos that we're about to undergo through during the next month. Evan, great to have you on. Appreciate it.
You got it, Zach. Good to be with you.
There you go. Evan Washburn joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm glad that he brought up the Commanders as a potential destination for Justin Fields. That's not where I was going to go, but I do have another team that I'll throw into the hopper of teams that could be pursuing the services of Justin Fields, and we'll get into that when we return in 5 minutes right here on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've had three more moves since we have gone to break. This is all reported by Ian Rappaport. The Carolina Panthers, they're going to improve their offensive line. They are signing Dolphins guard Robert Hunt to a massive deal. It is a five-year deal for $100 million. So Dave Canales and Morgan running the Carolina Panthers just trying to protect their quarterback in Bryce Young, who was not protected well a year ago in his rookie season. The Green Bay Packers, who have been active today, getting rid of Aaron Jones, but signing Josh Jacobs. Also, according to Ian Rappaport, they are expected to sign Giants safety Xavier McKinney. It's a four-year deal worth $68 million. I like that contract. And that is $25 million in year one for Xavier McKinney in Green Bay in some of the contract details. And then finally, Devin Motor Singletary, who played for the Bills and played for the Texans, he has reached an agreement to go to the New York Giants, and he will be replacing or trying to replace Saquon Barkley, who we know is now off to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, Devin Motor Singletary, every time I watch him, like, he is not an every game number one running back, but there is a stretch, whether it was in Buffalo or the Texans, where he goes on these 4 or 5 game runs where you're saying, wow, this is what we thought he could be when he was coming out of FAU in Devin Motor Singletary. He never puts it together for an entirety of a season where you think you have a legitimate number one running back in the league, but he is a guy that I think is a very strong two that puts up numbers. Like, you look at his time in Buffalo and then the 1 year with the Texans, and he could also catch the ball out of the backfield as well. As a season ago, he had 30 catches. Year before that, he had 38. The year before that, he had 40. But rushing the football, last season was a career high, 898 yards, 819, 870. Like, his career average is 4.6 yards per carry. So he's a solid running back, and his yards per catch is 6.7. But whenever you start to buy in on Devin Motor Singletary and start to say, okay, this is the player that we thought he could be, he then gets very quiet for a game or two and then goes back off for another game, then gets quiet, then maybe has 2-3 games in a row. So that's just what he's been in the NFL. Okay, so from a fan standpoint right now, I think the most intriguing name, and he's not a free agent, but someone that's going to be made available, is Justin Fields. Baker back with Tampa, Kirk Cousins off to Atlanta, and Russell Wilson lands with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now Justin Fields and where he lands is extremely intriguing. And you got to start to make that decision. And I don't think Justin Fields is going to get traded until probably the draft. I would be mildly surprised if Justin Fields gets traded a week before the draft. Like, anywhere from now until a week before the draft, I will be mildly surprised. Because you have a few dominoes that need to fall. First is free agency, right? Baker didn't get to the market. He got the deal done with Tampa. Russell Wilson was available. He goes to Pittsburgh in that $1.2 million deal. And now Kirk Cousins lands in Atlanta. So you could take Atlanta now out of the running for Justin Fields. You could take Pittsburgh out of the running for Justin Fields. And Baker Mayfield doesn't need to get into the running because they kept their own guy. So you start to look around the NFL. Teams that could use Justin Fields. Stu, let me first get your 2 cents on your football team. So they make a big move today in Christian Wilkins, who is such an incredibly large, athletic defensive lineman. When he was at Clemson, he was the guy when they won a championship that was doing a full split on the championship stage, and he has been a really good defensive lineman in this league. So I like that move. It opens up Max Crosby even more, and we already know that Crosby's stats are through the roof. So that's good on the defensive side of the ball, but then offensively, right now you don't have a quarterback, unless you are a Aiden O'Connell fan, and I don't think that's the case. Stu can't even be a stand for Aiden O'Connell. You have Devontae Adams, but then you told us last year, Antonio Pierce, and I know the GM now is Tom Telesco, that Josh Jacobs is going to be a major part of the identity of this franchise moving forward. And even though it's not official yet, because something could always happen in the 11th hour, but Josh Jacobs agreed to terms today, or to a framework of a deal with the Green Bay Packers. So where are you at with your football team, Stu, as you get a little excitement today, but then you didn't even get to enjoy it that long before you find out that, boom, Josh Jacobs is reportedly on his way to the Green Bay Packers?
The Wilkins signing is fantastic. I mean, I'm so excited for that, to finally have, you know, two great defensive linemen. Yeah. Probably for the first time in my lifetime that's happened. So
can I get a little energy, Stu,
from you? Happy. Look, I'm happy.
You seem like you just attended a wake or something.
They still need a quarterback. And until they get a quarterback, I can't really get too excited. I mean, I think Fields is the guy they have to get. If they can't get up to get Jaden Daniels, it has to be Fields. And if it's not either of those two guys, then, I mean, maybe it's a Penix falling to them at 13, or they trade up a couple picks to get Penix. Yeah. But even then, I'm not too excited. I think anything other than Daniels and or Fields, to me, is a disappointment.
You don't want Drake May?
I don't really want Drake May, no.
Isn't it crazy how much the stock of Drake May has fallen? Where for the last 2 years, it's been get ready for Williams and May. And Stu doesn't have a quarterback. My team doesn't have a quarterback. And we'll get back to my team in just a second. But Stu doesn't want Drake May. And I don't even want Drake May as well. And it's in a weird spot, because it's not like we really have much to pick from, but Stu and I both agree that we don't want either of our teams, and for you it's a little bit different because you'd have to trade up to get him. My team would just pass on him, or maybe you trade back, or I'd rather have Jaden Daniels. But it is kind of funny how that works out, that both of us don't have a quarterback. You have Aiden O'Connell. After Mac Jones getting traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars, all I could get happy for is Zappy, and there's not much to get happy about with Zappy, and both of us do not want Drake May. It's fascinating from a coverage standpoint how much the stock of Drake May has fallen. It's not just us two, because even Phil Simms, right, who evaluates quarterbacks, has won a Super Bowl in this league, won a Super Bowl MVP. Even Phil Simms got on this show the other day after his son said Drake May's the sixth best quarterback in this draft, and he goes, you know, I hear all the hype around the Williams. I hear all the hype around Daniels. I hear all the hype. He even mentioned Bo Nix. And he goes, when you turn on the field, you're the film, you're impressed with those guys. When he turned on the film, and I'm just going with what Phil said, in regards to Drake May, he wasn't as impressed with what people were saying and the way that it was perceived that Drake May was. It's very intriguing, Samter, that even before the draft started, and this happens from time to time where we think guys are falling and they don't end up falling, that Drake May is the name right now that's cold and a lot of people just don't want to touch.
It is a little bit weird to me, but I also, the NFL draft, especially for quarterbacks, is such a crapshoot. We were just talking about the 2021 draft. I mean, you had Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Four of the five of those guys who were in the top 15 of the draft are not even going to be on their teams after 4 years. Yeah. Baker Mayfield, the number one overall pick, wasn't on his team after 4 years. Josh Rosen was gone, number 10 pick.
In a year.
Gone after a year. There were so many of these guys that we were high on, low on, mm-hmm. Who knows, who doesn't know. Patrick Mahomes was 10, and Deshaun Watson was 12, and nobody really had them on the radar except for Andy Reid at that time. Drake May, like, I look at his stats, I've watched some of his games. He doesn't blow me out of the water, but, like, his numbers are good. He's been groomed and talked about as the guy for so long as being the guy. Sometimes I think that people kind of get caught in the moment. The other guy.
Yeah.
They get caught in the moment, right? Either Drake May has it or he doesn't. I don't think that Drake May lost it from his junior year to now. I mean, he had 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, 7 picks last year, and then 3,600 yards, 24-9.
So can I just ask you a simple question?
I don't think he lost it in those 2 years.
Let me ask you just it this way. We as fans remember things, and we remember things sometimes in a stupid way. Like, until C.J. Stroud did what he did, everyone said, even they said about C.J. Stroud, can't draft an Ohio State quarterback. Is it because Drake May was at UNC and you had Mitch Trubisky, who I like to call Mitch Trubusky, at UNC? Is that just people see another UNC quarterback and they're like, eh, I saw what happened with Trubisky, who went in front of Mahomes and Watson, and the Bears traded up from 3 to 2. Is that maybe why, when push comes to shove, as you get into this month or two leading up to the draft, that all of a sudden people start to panic and say they're out?
I don't think so. That was 7 years ago.
I think it plays a factor.
I mean, maybe.
People remember busts.
But I don't think that plays a factor for GMs and scouts and player personnel people.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the takes coming from the media.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, like I said, it was 7 years ago. We've seen a lot of situations where, you know, with the Ohio State quarterbacks, it was like every year or two, there was another Ohio State guy coming out and another Ohio State guy being a bust. It was year after year after year. So it was consistent. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Jeff Tedford thing. It was like year after year after year, there was a consistency. This was just two guys spanned out over 7 years, and they're so different, right?
Now, you say that, but
Trubisky had that 1 year.
but you say that. I know he's been in multiple spots. There are some people, I don't think it's a majority, but there's a minority of people that are like, can't draft Caleb Williams because he played at USC. You know, I've heard that. And we're going back to guys like Matt Leiner and Mark Sanchez, for crying out loud. There's just some schools, when there's a quarterback available, people just get a little uneasy because of things that happened in the past. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's smart. But I do think that plays a factor in people's minds because they remember things about certain quarterbacks.
I think people, and for me, it's more about the coach and the system than it is the school, right? So, like, I look at USC and I associate Caleb Williams more with Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, and Kyler Murray than I do with, like, the Leinerts and the Sanchez's who were there under Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. Completely different system, completely different coaching. So, like, look at maybe Kyler Murray. Look at Jalen Hurts. Look at the guys who Lincoln Riley had, and then you can conflate that and make that comparison more apples to apples with Caleb Williams. So I think that that's a better comparison than looking at like a Leinert and a Sanchez in those USC colors. But I understand your point. Yes, do I think that there are people in the media and fans who see UNC quarterback, and because there have been so few, you just automatically 7 years ago go back to Mitch Trubisky? Sure, it's idiotic. Anyone who does that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
But we do a lot of idiotic things as fans.
Sure, but I mean, it doesn't mean that by doing an idiotic thing makes it right or makes it, you know,
like, for
reliable
example,
or feasible.
People that, when I say I want the Patriots to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. if Jaden Daniels isn't available, people go, oh, how'd that work out for Keyshawn Johnson and the Jets when they drafted him where they drafted him? Like, that's more than 5 years ago, but people still remember those things. And it's just an inane process about the draft. Stu, I have bad news for you, though. With your football team and the uncertainty with your football team, enjoy Devontae Adams while you have him. Because if it wasn't for the dead cap, I think he would have already requested a trade. As much as he loves Antonio Pierce and all that, I think that they get a year this year. And then next year, the dead cap is $15.7 million, as he has 2 years remaining after this season on a contract. I think this will be Devontae Adams' last season with the Las Vegas Raiders. And I think he will try to spark back up that trade request and those trade dramas a year from now.
You know, one thing, I don't want to speak for Stu because, you know, Stu's the Raider fan here. However, when I look at what Antonio Pierce is doing.
Wait, hold on, because Santer's now an AFC West expert,
I am.
With this 1 year of Chiefs fandom.
I mean, you doubted me, and I was right in every turn. Yeah. So maybe, you know, you should start listening to my AFC West takes here.
Yeah. What bandwagon you jumping on this year?
No, it's still the Chiefs.
Oh, God.
Antonio Pierce signed a defensive tackle who's going to help with Max Crosby and help solidify the trenches there on the defensive side. Let go of their supposedly going to be high-priced running back, where you can get a running back in the fourth round for like nothing. And they're going to find a quarterback, you would think. You have Devontae Adams. Quarterbacks want to play there, whether you draft somebody or you make a trade or a free agency. I look at Antonio Pierce and what he's doing.
Quarterbacks are going to want to play there, did you say?
I think so. Because I think people are going to want to pay for Antonio Pierce. First of all, if you heard all the quarterbacks from the combine talking about their interviews with teams, every single one of them, to a man, when they were asked about their favorite interviews or talking to Antonio Pierce, every one of them was like, man, that guy's awesome. I can't wait to play for him. I would love to play for him. Antonio Pierce is awesome.
But does anyone ever come out and say, oh, yeah, I had an interview with the team and the coach sucks?
No, like, but there, was a different energy when they were talking about their interviews with the Commanders than when they were talking about Antonio Pierce. But my point is Antonio Pierce is doing very similar things to what Dan Campbell did, right? Former player, hard-nosed guy, tough guy.
Sure.
He's going to build in the trenches.
I was the
he's
first one that
build
said
from
that.
The yeah, he's going to build from the inside out, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Dan Campbell eventually got his quarterback, but he didn't start with the quarterback.
No.
He built from the inside out. That's what Antonio Pierce is doing. Davante Adams is going to see that. It's going to come to fruition in a year or two. It might not be this year, but they're going to get their quarterback eventually, and they're going to have that foundation built up that the Raiders, I love what they're doing, and I'm really excited to see what Pierce does.
Since you're practically a virgin to the AFC West, since you just have joined the team, the Raiders, whenever something goes well, it has less than a year expiration date. And Stu knows that very well, unfortunately. Everyone could be loving Antonio Pierce now, but if they roll into this season with underwhelming quarterback play again, Davante Adams is eventually going to say, as much as I love this team and I love Antonio Pierce and I love Max Crosby, yeah, I got to get on up out of here. And I just don't know if they're going to be able to find that quarterback, but let's see what happens in the draft and let's see what happens via the trade market if they cannot land a quarterback in this draft class. It kind of does feel to me that Davante Adams has 1 year left with the Raiders and he'll give them one more chance and it will give them one more opportunity to get it done. But if they don't start moving into a spot where it's like, okay, I have my guy at quarterback, then I think next year he gets traded from that organization. All righty, we teased it before the break. We'll get to it on the other side. I have a Justin Fields destination that not many are talking about, and we'll further look into the market of Justin Fields when we return. Update time first. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it is a Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio. We're trying to find the destination for Justin Fields. Baker Mayfield back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kirk Cousins off to the ATL. And then you do have Russell Wilson landing with the Steelers. When we go division by division, I know people will say, but Luke Getsy and him didn't have a good relationship. I don't think the Raiders are really in a position to say, oh, because the OC may have not got along the entirety of a season with the quarterback to pass on a quarterback. I do think the Raiders are in play. The Broncos, I haven't heard them talked about. And I got to look at whatever draft capital that they have remaining, but who even knows what this is going to be? But I can't say the Broncos wouldn't be in play. Everyone in the AFC North is now out. You know, the Ravens were never in. The Browns were never in. The Steelers are the only team that were in. And they just made the move for us. We know the Bengals have Burrow. In the AFC South, no one's in there. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis. So you look around the AFC. There's one more destination that I'll leave out. I'll get back to them in just a second. But in the NFC, what did you think, Samter, about Evan Washburn throwing the Commanders out there? Now, in theory, it would be, all right, Caleb Williams goes one, and then people are going to try to trade up for either Drake May or Jaden Daniels, whoever the preference is. And you could go get, like, bare minimum two or three more first round picks for future years when you're really just building that team. You trade back from number two, you trade that pick, and then you go give one of those picks that you get or future or other draft capital that you have to go land Justin Fields in a trade. Do you think that made sense, the Commanders maybe being in play for Justin Fields?
It makes more sense for the Patriots at three, but the Commanders having their pick of Jaden or Drake May, based off of everything that we've been hearing from everybody, at least one of those guys is going to be pretty good. And if you have your pick of them, like if you're the Patriots at three and the guy that you think is going to be the guy, Jaden or Drake, is off the board.
Yes, stop saying the Patriots for a second because that's where I'm going for. This was the whole buildup that I had. I was going to say the Patriots were going to be the surprise destination. Mentioning the Patriots for a GD second, all right?
I can't read your mind. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, listen, I don't think that Fields makes sense for the Commanders. I think the Commanders have the perfect position unless someone comes to them with like a ridiculous like three first round draft pick move up
which
kind
could
of thing.
The Raiders would do it.
Sure. But I mean the Raiders are sitting where?
What at, the Raiders are 13.
So for you to move down to 13, you're gonna miss out on a lot. I mean you're gonna have to get 13, two other first round picks and something else.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
the Commanders can't do that? It. You wanna know why the Commanders can't do it? Because you were trying to make a big splash in the coaching cycle. You weren't able to do that. The guy that you thought you were going to get goes back to Detroit. If you now tell your fans when they're trying to build him up on this new regime, this new hope, all that, and it's great that Daniel Snyder's out, but Josh Harris is an NFL owner, can't hire Dan Quinn, which is not a bad hire, but it's an underwhelming hire, and then you have all this hype about the second overall pick in the draft, you can't say we're going to trade down and we're going to get a bunch of future picks and then we're going to bring in Justin Fields. I just don't think there would be a great level of excitement for that. You need a guy that it's going to be who has the most upside, who's going to be there for the future. And RG3 was on with us, and I wholeheartedly agree with him. I think the second best quarterback in this draft is Jaden Daniels. I'm taking Jaden Daniels, and I'm not even thinking twice about it if I'm the Washington Commanders. You know what? I would even say it's more likely the Giants trade for Justin Fields than it would be the Washington Commanders in the NFC East. Like, the Giants at least took a meeting with Russell Wilson. We don't even know if Daniel Jones is going to be ready for the start of the season. You know, maybe they want to go after Justin Fields for giving up a very minimal pick. Because I don't even know if Fields is going to go for a second-round pick anymore. There was some outside talk it'd be a first-round pick. I never bought it. Maybe conditions get it to a first. But now it doesn't even seem like the second-round pick. It may be a third that's going to be a conditional that turns into a two.
And listen, it sounds like maybe the Raiders might not even be willing to move up that far to get a quarterback because they just signed their new starter for the rest of their career.
Whoa. They signed the quarterback, the Raiders?
They did sign the quarterback.
Is this breaking news?
It is breaking news.
Hold on. So this is going to be marinated in Samter sarcasm just by the way that he sets it up.
Well, a little bit.
Can I get a hint on who this player is?
This is a guy I love.
So
he was a starting quarterback last year.
It's not Joe Flacco, though.
Nope.
Okay. Give me another hint.
He was a starting quarterback who took over because the starter got injured.
Jacoby Brissett?
Nope, but you're on the right path.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew is headed to the Vegas Raiders, baby. I love Gardner Minshew. Stu's pissed off over here because he's calling it a Band-Aid. Gardner Minshew's the kind of that guy that can get you a couple wins. If you don't think that Fields is the guy, then use Gardner for
a year
or
two. Here's what you're missing. Now the Raiders are not signing Justin Fields or trading for Justin Fields.
Yeah, they're punting it down the road.
Nope. Guys, you are not seeing what's happening here.
Tell us.
Gardner Minshew is the bridge quarterback. They will be, even if they wait at 13, if they can't trade up, then at 13, they will be taking a quarterback. You can guarantee it. Wherever the Raiders end up picking in the first round, Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce are going in to get a quarterback. And Gardner Minshew is someone that is solid. He's fine. And he does have some ego because he runs around with that mustache, obviously. But he's not someone that's going to be a malcontent when you go to him and say, all right, now you're getting benched and we're going to the next guy.
So here's my question. If you're the Raiders at 13 and you have your choice of trading let's say a third or even a second for Justin Fields, or drafting J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix, what would you do? And Stu, you can answer this too. As the Raiders, mm-hmm. Penix, McCarthy, Fields.
I would say Fields would be the first option.
Interesting. You're big on Penix. I'm surprised you would go Fields first.
I wouldn't say I'm big on Penix. I think Penix is the fourth best quarterback. Yeah, I would go Penix 4 and McCarthy 5. I think there's more upside to McCarthy, but I think Penix would be solid with the Raiders having Devontae Adams there. That's enough for him to be serviceable, I think, whenever he goes in on your number one. So I would rank it Fields 1, Penix 2, McCarthy 3.
Penix feels like an Al Davis kind of guy. A guy with a cannon for an arm who can throw the ball a million miles. That's an Al Davis guy.
Eh, I don't know, because there's not a lot of hype around Michael Penix Jr. entering the draft. Like, I feel like the Raiders, when Al Davis was alive, they made a lot of moves about the guys that were like quickly rising up the draft board. I feel like one week Penix's stock is falling and the other week it's rising. I think there's a lot of inconsistencies there. Stu, how would you order those quarterbacks?
Same as you. I would go Fields probably by a pretty good margin, and I would put Penix slightly over McCarthy.
Okay. So here's what I was going to say before Samter stole my thunder.
I will steal your thunder really quickly again. Vic Tafer of The Athletic, mm-hmm. who's covered the Raiders for years,
yeah.
says the Raiders are inquiring about a potential trade for Justin Fields.
Oh, my God.
Inquiring about a potential trade. That's
so
a
let
lot
me
of
tell
there.
You, I've put out some predictions, and I don't usually get petty with this, but there's always some predictions that you remember where you get slammed for it. Back in December, I got slammed for suggesting the Steelers to sign Russell Wilson eventually. And I went back last night and had some fun at the expense of those dopes that basically told me I had no clue what I'm talking about. But I put out 10 predictions over the weekend that we all gave on the air on Friday that I gave on the air. And I heard from a lot of Raiders fans, there's a 0% chance, zero, that Justin Fields gets traded to the Raiders. I may throw a little bit of a fiesta if Justin Fields gets traded to the Raiders. And I would have a lot of fun going back and forth on social media with some of these dopes.
And sorry for continuing to steal your thunder. What were you going to say in the next 90 seconds?
Oh, I was going to say, if Jaden Daniels gets picked 2 by the Commanders, which I think the Commanders should do, at 3, I do not want Drake May. I do not want Drake May as the quarterback of the Patriots. I don't want J.J. McCarthy as the quarterback of the Patriots. I don't want Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., no, 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 no. I would love Caleb Williams, but it's not going to happen. So I want Jaden Daniels. But if they can't get Jaden Daniels, I'm fine with doing a few things. One, take a Marvin Harrison Jr. at 3. Or you don't want to do that, trade the picks, get a bunch of future first rounders. Or maybe you end up doing both of those things, take Harrison, trade the pick as well, and then you call up the Bears, and even if you have to give a 2, I'm fine giving a 2. For Justin Fields. I would rather have Justin Fields as the quarterback of the Patriots next year than Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Michael Penix Jr., or Bo Nix, or Spencer Rattler. Like, whatever quarterback you want to give me. I don't want those guys. I'd rather have Fields. So that's where I'm at. They can't get Daniels. I'm fine with taking Harrison or trading the pick and then acquiring the services via trade for a year of one Justin Fields. Thank you very much. All righty, this is Zach Gelb's show on CBS Sports Radio. I sounded like a sports talk radio caller there. You know, the last guy stole my thunder. Santa stole my thunder. Moist Mike. The Moist Mike show on CBS Sports Radio continues momentarily.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.